What's the timeline to complete the project?
So the project right now, based on the sort of the later start because of the COVID-19, we're looking at the later part of September for this. I think we're scheduled in right now until September 28th. This includes final seating, cleanup, and then any deficiencies that we need to clean up for the project at the end.
So, in saying that, what are the environmental issues that would be created by not covering the landfill site areas with this soil?
So, the landfill was scheduled to be closed. Obviously, you already explained it was because it has reached the maximum capacity. With landfill areas, and if they're not capped properly at the end of their age, you can allow for rain infiltration into the pile. The rain ends up mixing with the refuse that's been dumped there over the last 30, 40 years, depending on how long the landfills have been open for, and it can create a byproduct called leachate. Leachate can mix with the garbage that's in the pile, and then that can leach out into surrounding waterways, and it can carry the suspended matter from the refuse in the landfill into existing waterways that you have around the property. So the reason why they engineer these things to be capped with the clay is that it allows the water to drain off. It gets picked up in an engineered ditch line, and then that water then gets carried out afterwards. So, you know, a big step in closing a landfill is making sure that it is capped properly and that the topsoil and the seeding establishes itself so that you don't deal with runoff.
So I want to finish by apologizing to the community for the short notice. We received approval from the Emergency Control Group and the Six Nations of the Grand River Elected Council to resume our capital projects just earlier this month, just in regards to everything going on with the pandemic and all the uncertainties. But one of the caveats in doing that was to ensure that the appropriate COVID-19 policies are in place for the safety of the Six Nations community. What specific COVID-19 policies does A6N have in place?
So we've come out with we've come out with a large list for our guys to complete daily. So the team members will come into our projects and we'll make sure that nobody's showing any symptoms. We have on-site masks, gloves, and hand sanitizer that the guys can use on a daily basis. It has become part of our JAR card, which is our pre-safety talk of the day of everything that we're going to be going over to make sure that the guys know which equipment they're supposed to be utilizing, that we're not jumping around between pieces of equipment. If workers are going to be traveling in the same vehicles, masks are required and gloves for them to have on. And at the end of the day, if you're showing any COVID-19 symptoms, then you're just asked not to come in into quarantine for the 14 days as requested. So we've taken the steps and procedures in place to make sure that we're keeping our workforce safe within our team, and then to keep the community safe as well by following these procedures.
All right. Thank you, Josh. And just a couple of general notes. I know that our office has received calls because I guess there's rumors out there to say that the landfill site is going to be closed for weeks or something to accommodate this. So that won't be the case. It's going to be a smooth transition. It's just going to be a matter of where you put your garbage. Instead of throwing it in a landfill site, you're going to be throwing it in a bin at the new transfer station. And then just to let everybody know that so hauling is going to start this week.
Yep.
And it's not going to be done until the end of August. So you can expect to see these trucks on the road between Monday and Friday, between the hours of 7 and 5, and they'll be taking a strict route from Highway 6 to 4th Line to the landfill site. And again, as Josh had said, that they will be identified with the A6N stickers. And if anyone has any issues, they're more than welcome to contact me at the Public Works office, 519-445-4242. And also keep an eye on our Six Nations Elected Council social media, Twitter, Facebook. We'll be putting out updates and different things are available through there just in regards to it. Even the history of the project. I know we identified and developed a pamphlet specifically on the transfer station and this project alone that's available on the website www.sixnations.ca.
Excellent.
And during this time, too, I just wanted to notify the local residents that when we do have the trucks hauling the topsoil and the clay into the landfill area, we will have a full traffic control system set up so that when the local residents are coming in to dump their garbage, that we're able to get them through and get the trucks back and forth freely without causing backup or concern. We will be taking empty local residents over the scale on the way out, so that'll get them in and out a little bit quicker as well.
So is this transfer station something that's going to be, that's going to remain in place permanently? Well, everybody will have to continue to use the transfer site?
Yeah, so the transfer station, all it is people are throwing their garbage into these predetermined bins, and then once that bin gets full, we call a trucker. That trucker takes it to an end-use site, which for us is the Walker Environmental Facility out in Thorold. So those things are in place, and those are things that we'll come back with once we're ready to bring that transfer station online. But again, our focus now is just to make sure that we're finishing the landfill closure and transfer station project.
All righty. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Josh.
Thank you.
And thanks to all of you, our listeners, for joining us today. The comments on the program you've just heard were those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect those of Sonics Incorporated or CKRZ-FM.
CKRZ is the only station that cares, supports, respects, and understands Six Nations and New Credit culture, tradition, and language. Support the station that supports you. Sonics 100.3 FM. Your station, your nation.
The program you've just heard was an encore presentation of CKRZ.